proclamation number 8,514 dated the May 30th, 1963. Where God's word is recognized, that is where he is present. My presence is evident wherever my spirit is able to work, for my expressions through the spirit testify to me, and only someone closely united with me can hear this expression of the spirit. For it is the same as if a father speaks to his child, it can hear him because they are together. So now, you humans will ask yourselves whether I address you too, although it does not happen directly, when my messengers bring you my word. Yet even then will you hear the Father's voice, providing you wish to hear it. For I will be present to those as well, even if they merely read my word, since it can only affect the heart if it voluntarily opens itself and thus allows me to enter, in which case the person feels addressed by me, the word comes alive in him, it is no longer the dead word only heard by the ear but his heart accepts it and is happy to hear me speak. And thus he is permeated by my spirit, for his spiritual spark has already been awakened to life or he would truly not recognize the Father's voice. Hence, all those people may hear me who make contact with me in thought even if they cannot hear my word directly. But I also know to whom I can convey my word, who desires to hear me and who allows me to speak to his heart. For this reason I said to you, I shall pour out my spirit over all flesh. Single quote: for everyone's spirit is enlightened who recognizes me myself and my word. Thus my spirit is able to speak to the spiritual spark within him, just as his thoughts will be right and truthful, because he is inwardly in contact with me. Yet all this presupposes love. Without love every human being's heart stays closed to my speech, without love all knowledge remains dead for him, without love the human being cannot recognize the Father's voice, he only hears empty words which mean nothing to him, and he will reject anyone who imparts such words to him. Only love is the key to the door of the heart through which I can enter. Consequently I have to be present to the person who recognizes me and my word and allows himself to be impressed by it. And I know people's hearts, I know where love has been kindled and where my presence is possible, because where love exists I myself am present. Thus, a lovingly active person already has the most certain guarantee for my presence. Because I am love itself and therefore have to be where love is being practiced. And where I am present I will express myself. This certainty should make all those of you happy who recognize me in my word, for you know that I am present in you and that you therefore have already established the bond with me, which is the meaning and purpose of earthly life, and that you have also passed the test of earthly life. Otherwise you would be unable to recognize my word as the Father's voice. And thus you know that my vineyard laborer's task of spreading my word is extremely significant, for then I can be present in every person who accepts my word from your hands and who recognizes that the word of his eternal God and Father is addressed to him. I speak to all of you, I speak to every single one of you. Always according to your degree of maturity and love, and I guide you into truth, for only truth will be able to fill you with joy yet you can only receive it from me, the eternal truth. This is why all those of you who come into possession of the truth from me through my servants on earth, if you are unable to receive it directly from me, may consider yourselves fortunate. But you can always consider yourselves addressed by me myself, for I touch your heart, and the most certain sign that I am present to you is the fact that you open the door of your heart to me, i.e., that you long for my presence, and believe that with every word you receive from my mouth strength will flow to you. Your soul will spiritually benefit, for my word is not ineffective. It has to lead to spiritual progress because the strength of my love pours into your hearts and can never remain ineffective. Hence your willingness to hear me, to receive my word, is already a reliable guarantee that your soul has found the path back to me, that it is maturing, because it longs for me in my presence and thereby enables me to provide it with everything it is lacking, that it will regain light and strength and freedom, which it once voluntarily forfeited. I want to fill you with my spirit, as I have promised, and you will receive my word which will guide you into all truth. Amen.